Yeah, cheers, Ben. My name's Dave. I'm an addict. I was going to do a big, deep sigh out there, then I remembered. Well, I did that a year ago. You know, I shared it a year ago, and I was sat in that chair. And I was feeling exactly the same I do now. Gripped with fear, hot, sweaty, horrible knot in my stomach. Feeling quite uncomfortable, feeling vulnerable. You know, a year on, actually I'm right with that now. You know, it's nice being here. It's nice coming back. It's nice, you know, sharing in this meeting. You know, I've done a lot of years in this meeting, and I've caused a lot of havoc in this meeting, and I've nicked a lot of biscuits in this meeting. You know, even stole literature from this meeting, you know, and didn't read it. But there's a lot of people in this meeting that, you know, I hold dear to my heart and I love. So it's always special coming back here and sharing. You know, it's welcome to anyone if it's their first meeting. Sorry you get to hear me first, but Helen's fantastic after. You know, that's putting pressure on, isn't it? Yeah, if you're back for a relapse, you know you're in the right place. So just hold tight and keep coming back. You know, that's all I did. You know, that's all I've ever been had to do because no one else would have me. You know, it's so yeah, it's special being here. You know, it's you know, today's Just For Today reading was about inside job and stuff like that, and it spoke about sort of insides matching with the outsides and stuff like that. You know, so this morning I was up at 5 o'clock. I went for a 5K run, and I've done a few weights. You know, and I've lost a bit of stone, you know, a few stone. I'm looking a bit good. All the outside stuff's good, you know. My life's pretty good at the moment, you know. It's I'm just about to start, you know, my graduating year of university. And I've got an offer of a place, so I've got my own home coming up. And all this outside stuff is really, really great, you know. And for the first time, actually, my insides aren't all that. You know, they're not quite at the outside level, but they're getting there. You know, I feel really comfortable. I know I'm in a safe place here. You know, I'm bang right in the middle of my step 7 with my sponsor. You know, that faith and that trust stuff. And I'm, you know, I'm enjoying it. I really am, you know. And I've worked hard for it. I've been around 10 years, and I spent 7 of them, like I just said, causing havoc in this meeting, stealing literature in this meeting, and just generally causing havoc all over the place. And I can still cause a little bit of that havoc, you know. I still have a lot of days where, when I talk, it's like my fucking mouth's falling down the stairs, you know. Just it's a mess, you know. But I'm in my step 7, you know, and I've got a heart, you know, I've got my understanding today, and I trust implicitly, and that relationship's growing. So I trust, you know, when I pray, that, you know, that God's going to remove these shortcomings. And my praying and all that sort of gear it's come second nature to me now. I practice it on a daily basis, but I still fail, and I don't sit down and go, why did you not release that one when a defect comes out or whatever? You know, I just, you know, I recognise it, and I go, okay, can you give us a little bit more help around that area? You know, and generally, you know, I'm not acting out so much on that. You know, it's for a long, long time, I'm that sort of addict who wants everyone in this meeting now to like me, think this is really fantastic, share. And, you know, I want this guy to, you know, be my bestest friend and stuff like that. And, of course, that's just nonsense, you know. It's, don't get me wrong, I've got a lot of people in this meeting I love. But not everyone in this meeting's going to like what I share, you know. Not going to like me. Not want to do what I'm doing, you know. But that's okay, because I've got today a core of a few people who I love implicitly and trust, who tell me how it is. And all the people that don't really care, I don't care about, you know. It's the people that mean to me is like the person who called me up this morning at 8:30 after I got home, my niece, you know, she's 16. And she sort of rung me up and went, "Morning, Uncle Dave." So I go, "Morning." You know, so about time you come over and take me to the pictures again, isn't it? You know, and I've just got a lovely relationship with her. You know, this is a girl who pretty much helped bring up her younger brothers and sisters when they lived in America, because my sister was an addict, and is an addict. And, you know, the kids got took after her. And she got abused while she's in America. And she's really, really been through the mill, you know. And she trusts me implicitly, and we've got such a beautiful relationship. And I didn't know how to do that when I first came here. I didn't know how to be upstanding and an uncle. You know, I didn't know how to be a son to my mother now, you know. I didn't know how to be a son to my dad, you know. My younger sister's back in the country now, and she's living on the fun fair, on a methadone script, and she's trying to detox herself off that script before, and she's back on it again, and she's banging trouble, banging insanity, you know. And I can sit there, you know, really feeling sort of rage. Why can't you fucking get this? You know, why are you still destroying yourself? You know, and that fear, because I know what happens a lot to these people. They die, you know. And that's really painful place to be. It really is. But all that long ago, it's exactly where I was, you know. And so it's that humility type stuff. It's all I can do is pray. Now, the God of my understanding has brought me this far, you know. And I pray that she comes to where I got to so she can find recovery, you know. She smashed the phone a few months ago, and I went and brought her a new phone. And I gave it to her, and she went, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna pay you back." You know, all the addict, you know, "Yeah, I'm gonna pay you back. Promise, promise, promise." "You don't need to pay me back," I said, "but you owe me 5 meetings. You know I do meetings, so you owe me 5 meetings. And every time I speak to her, I say, "You owe me meetings." And I pray she gets to these meetings. And I deal with this, you know. I take it to my God of my understanding, and I pray about it. I recognise how I'm feeling, and I get that sort of acceptance around that situation. You know, I love where my life is at the moment. You know, it's like I said, I'm at university. I'm just about to get my first home. The only home I've ever had is one private accommodation, which I turned into a crack house, which got raided God knows how many times. And what was holding it up was the metal, which the fucking, you know, the door people, what men did it, put up. You know, at jails, and currently I'm in a dry house. You know, I've never had my own place, so I'm really excited. You know, and I've got all these illusions that I'm going to have a brand new fridge freezer, which I've already ordered, which is probably the wrong thing to do because it's the size of this fucking room. So I don't even know if I'm going to get it up the stairs. You know, but it's and I, you know, I want new. I want a new bed. I want a new mattress, not a little blue one, which I've had for years in jails. You know, and it's, I get this because of what we do here, and I get this because of this beautiful program of NA. You know, it's all I've ever known is jails, institutions, and I've almost killed myself a couple of times. You know, today's different. You know, like I said, I still fail on an almost daily basis. You know, but thank God we've got step 10, so I can own it straight away. And thank God, you know, I can sort of make amends as well. You know, it's when Penny put that down a minute ago, she was, not to daunt you, this you know, this basic text, it's stuff like that. But it's funny because when I used to do the recording here, I used to put it there, and I say, "Yes, but you put your right hand on," and you know, say, "Oh, I swear to tell the truth." And that. But I just as I flicked through, I opened it up, and it's something that really sort of stood out to me. You know, and it's what I love about this program. You know, it's a wee program, and it's just the little passage here that says, "Therefore, with gratitude in our recovery, we dedicate our NA book." I like that, our NA book, to the loving service of our higher power, that through the development of the conscious contact with God, no addict seeking recovery need die, without a chance to find a better way of life. I'm feeling that. We remain trusted servants in gratitude and loving service. And that's, I love that. You know, I'm a trusted servant at my home group, you know, on 1 o'clock on Friday. I can't do any of this without a God of my understanding. You know, I can't do any of this without these meetings here. You know, I pray in the morning because I know what a lunatic I am without praying. You know, my step work tells me that. You know, I speak to my sponsor on a regular basis. You know, and he's guided me through, you know, my second lot of steps. Like I said, I'm halfway through my step seven. And I'm not wreaking as much havoc as I did before. You know, it's I have a laugh with my mum now. You know, it's this is a woman I destroyed for so many years. My stepdad I used to destroy for so many years, and yet we sit down and have a laugh together. You know, it's we take the mickey out of each other, and it's all loving and banter. You know, it's you know, my mum made a joke a few weeks ago when I was around here. You know, she says it's really nice that I can actually have my handbag out of the room while you're here. You know, and it's really nice. And she went, I think she was serious. It's really nice that I know that when you go up to go to the toilet, you're not going into my handbag. You know, and at first I was like, cheeky git. But the reality is, it was. Every way I could rob me mum, every way I could do that, I'll try it. You know, it's not like that today. You know, I lended me mum 150 quid a couple of weeks ago, and it just feels really weird that I can do that. You know, it's I'm made up for NA. You know, I love sharing here. I love sharing anywhere, you know, where my life's going. You know, it's coming up to my graduating year. You know, I start in September. I'm shitting myself. You know, I really am. You know, because I've still got that addict mentality that, you know, I started the degree and thought, oh, I ain't gonna make it to the second year. I started the second year, oh, I ain't gonna make my way through this. You know, so I'm in that process again where I'm on the third year. How the hell am I going to do this? Because I think they've just introduced the 3 more essays for the year. And I've got to make a 10-minute film and stuff like that. But there is that little bit of hope in me now. I see that, yeah. That I know I will, you know, and I know I will graduate. You know, I've not got no qualifications, so it'd be quite cool to get a degree, you know. Like I said, I was at the movies before we come here, you know. And I was sitting there just before the film started. I love film. I love how they're made. I love the cinematography. I love the semiotics. You can ask me about that after, because I've just done a bit on that. I love the whole thing about the movies. But it's really what it all ties down to is, for years and years and years, you know, I wanted to shut off because I didn't like the situation I was in. I wanted to put drugs in me because I didn't like the way I was feeling. I wanted to escape. You know, I've just done 2 hours of escapism watching the new Planet of the Apes film. And I went into a little trance. I was there with Caesar the Ape. I cried when he died at the end. Sorry to kill the film. Clanger, yeah. But I did, you know. But it was, yeah. Oh, don't. If you want, anyone else want to know any other films, I'm happy to share. You know. But it was really beautiful escaping. It was really beautiful escaping. It was really great sitting here with tears down my eyes, and a couple of teenagers next to me looking at me, thinking, "What a fucking weirdo, crying." You know, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay with crying. I'm okay with getting all excited. And I was just about to give another clang on the film, but I won't. But the best is yet to come, you know. Yeah, it's been nice sharing it today. It's been nice showing you where my life is going. Only as a result of what we do here, you know. I never thought I could get where I am. And a result of this step work we do here, as a result of the loving fellowship we have here, and I've got my understanding, it's 10 years ago I was fucked, 7 years ago I was fucked, 3 years on, I'm doing a lot better than I've ever done, and I'll leave it there.
Thank you.